I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. India has such a rich history. What's the best way to get a feel for the Raj? Judith Ritter.
Well, you know, you can live like a Maharaja for a few days at the Taj Mahal Hotel in Bombay, or Mumbai, as the city's called. The Taj opened its doors back in 1903, and it's India's oldest luxury hotel. The magnificent Moorish-style building with its great red roof dome faces the sea and that famous gateway to India. For 100 years, the Taj has been the social center of Bombay. Indian princes, British tea plantation owners alike filled the dance floor of the magnificent ballroom. The Taj Hotel guest list reads like a who's who, prime ministers and presidents, and everyone from Duke Ellington to Paul McCartney has stayed there. Inside, there's a cool marble lobby, and today you'll see Saudi sheikhs and Bollywood movie stars, and just a walk through it is like a visit to a museum. Carved wooden chests, crystal chandeliers, and silk sofas from the past. All a luxurious setting for today's guests who have more modern needs. So there's in-room fax, modern swimming pool, and a red-hot disco that's packed every night with the offspring of Bombay's social register. For wonderful food, you have to try the Taj's Tanjour restaurant. Spicy, delicious food cooked in clay pots, fluffy Indian breads, all while watching traditional Indian dancing. Or you can dine under a ceiling of stars at the hotel's continental restaurant, the Zodiac. The perfect end to a perfect day in Bombay is to step out of the Taj to the gateway of India at the sea's edge.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.